Om Shanti. Sit straight. Let's sit straight. Three deep breaths. Relax the body. Three deep. Inhale, exhale three times. Deep. Bring the attention to the center of the forehead. Now it's easy for us to come there. It's natural. And gently see yourself. No pressure on the self to visualize, just very easy. And just a point. Light. Like a star. Being. I am full of love. Abundance. Abundance. Overflowing. Love is my sanskar. Love is my personality. My nature. My nature. Gently say it to yourself. We are reminding ourselves because we had forgotten. And we were living a life looking for love from people. So don't just listen, say it to yourself. This is my nature. Love is acceptance. Unconditional acceptance. I am unconditional acceptance. Bring on the screen of your mind all those whom you believe you love. And look at each one and say, I unconditionally accept you. Your sanskars, your behavior, your ways of living, everything about you. I accept you unconditionally. Say to them, what you create here is reaching the soul. I accept you unconditionally. I understand you. My every vibration for you is love and acceptance. Every intention, every thought, there's no space for any other energy. Absolutely no space for any other energy. It is a soul to soul connection. Egoless. Feel this word, egoless. How would it feel to be egoless? No trace of ego. How does it feel? Every thought that I've held about you, which was not divine, I leave it here today. I release every thought, every feeling, which was anything apart from acceptance. I release today. It's only pure, divine, unconditional love. It's my nature. It's my sanskar. I apologize with the purest of intention, but I did create some thoughts which I shouldn't have, and I apologize. Visualize divine white light flowing from you, the soul, to them. From the soul to the soul. Either star radiating divine light to them. See that line like a laser beam from me to them, but from the soul to the soul. this divine light is releasing anything else that was created in so many years. This light flowing from the soul to the soul is healing me and healing them. This divine light is strengthening me, it's strengthening them. Like a white thread connecting one star to the other star. Soul to soul connection. How many of you could see someone? Could you see someone? Yes? Anyone could see? And could you see more than the face, just the star? How many could see the star, the light? Now this is what we need to start to do. This is the most powerful communication between two people. There's no better communication than this. Anything you want to say, anything you want to convey. We all have been taught verbal communication. We all have been taught body language. And we thought that is the way to communicate a message. That is the way to say something that I want to say to a person. I thought that is the way to transform people, that is the way to motivate people, that is the way to discipline children. And so we tried. But often we found a reaction coming from the other side. Ever felt a reaction coming from the other side? Yes. Not just family, also at work. And our intentions are very pure. You know, the intention is very pure. And yet we say something and there is a reaction coming from that side. The reason of the reaction is that even with the purest of intention, the communication is happening between the ego of one and the ego of the other. And that is what we call the ego clash. But we say, no, I was in no egoistic state of mind. It was pure intention, lot of love for my family, lot of care for my children, and I did it with the purest of intention. Ego does not mean superiority. Ego has a very simple definition, and you need to keep that definition with you as a working definition, always, at home and at work, everywhere. Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. Just write the definition, then we'll work with it. Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. So ego is equal to attachment. Now, attachment to a wrong image of myself means, what were the wrong images I had about myself till yesterday morning? Who am I? Yes. So it was my name, my body, my role, my position, my caste, my religion, my nationality, and a very important ego, my relationship label. So when we are communicating with family, It is a husband talking to a wife. It is a parent talking to a child. It is a brother talking to a brother. So who's talking to who? It's a relationship talking to a relationship. Everything changes. So when I am saying I'm talking to my spouse, then it is my ego believing that I am this relationship, talking to the false image of what the other person has created of themselves. So if you visualize, it is one false image talking to another false image. Now we'll say, but I am a husband, but she is a wife. Yes, it is the role we are playing. It's the role we are playing. But it is not a role talking to a role. It is an actor talking to the other actor. And that actor is the soul. Now when we say labels of relationships, whether at home, even at work, we have labels of relationship. I am so and so talking to so and so. Right? Now, there is a whole set of expectations and do's and don'ts which are attached with each relationship. So husband should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wife should be another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Children would be another 1, 2, 3, 4. We have that ideal code of conduct. And that's why when the other person doesn't match that code of conduct, we say, but a child should be like this. The child turns at you and says, even a parent should be like this. Are you following the code of conduct? Code of conduct means do's and don'ts. Should be like this, should be like this, should be like this. Which is right. Should be like this. But they are not a role. They are a soul playing that role. So what will be the difference between a role and a soul playing the role? So take for example a role in a movie, or sometimes we see in these Hindi TV serials, after some time the actor changes after 1 or 2 years playing the same role. So one is off and another one comes. Another 2 years again that one is out. Now it's the same role, it's the same role, but when the actor changes, things change. Because it's not the role. The script is the same, the role is the same, the drama is the same, all the co-actors are the same. But the actor has changed. And so every actor will play that role according to? Every actor will play the role according to the role or according to the soul? Some actor will do it very superficially. The lines are very powerful. The script is amazing. The actor opposite was also super perfect. But I, the actor, am not very... That actor will not connect with the audience. Another actor, same role, will play it to another level altogether. So who's playing the role? It's the actor playing the role. So we don't praise or appreciate the role. We say this actor was very good. Otherwise, give the best role to an actor who's no good at there's nothing in that role. So the role is not about the role. The role is about the actor playing the role. So this all these positions, relationships, it's not about the relationship. It is about the soul playing that relationship. So now visualize a family of 4 or 5. It's a drama. These are all the roles. And these are the 4 actors playing those roles. So if somebody in a drama is playing the role of a doctor, I can say a doctor should be compassionate, yes, this, 5 values. But who is the soul playing the role of the doctor? So yes, all doctors would have compassion, but everyone's compassion parameter would be different depending on the sanskar of the soul. So what is going to change from Monday when we return is, how are we going to look at everyone? Bolna nahi unko jaake, karke dikhana. How are we going to look at it? What's the consciousness? Look means my consciousness. Earlier it is so and so, should behave like so and so, and if not, not meeting up to my expectations. The other person said, you are also not meeting up to my expectations. And then we said, come, let's sit and talk about it. And then when we talked, we realized we are not meeting at all up to expectations. While we were not talking, there was still less. You say, ye bhi kiya aapne, wo bhi kiya aapne. Ye talking to bilkul nahi honi chahiye. Theek hai Amitab, nahi honi chahiye. Why did you clap? Ne clap nahi kiya, unintentionally the mind said, nahi honi chahiye. We think, come let's talk for 5 minutes. And how much does the 5 minutes go on for? And often it gets worse than what it was before the conversation. Because we just pull, us din bhi hai, phir us din bhi hai. You know why it's not reaching harmony? Because again, it is a relationship talking to a relationship. A false image talking to a false image. Having expectations from that image to create an image about me and behave that way. That was a little complicated. Leave it. Stick to the original one. Ego attachment to a wrong image of myself. And now onwards, the communication is going to be I the soul, talking to another soul. Now when I understand I the soul talking to another soul, I also understand the soul is carrying lot of sanskars. So I gently start shifting from expecting the person to be a certain way to start understanding what this soul could have gone through to be what they are being today. This is empathy. This is compassion. Understanding the pain of others. Like a doctor is compassionate means a doctor understands the pain of a patient. And the patient will shriek and scream. And the doctor says, never mind, I understand what you are going through. Why? Because the doctor knows the ailment of that patient. We don't know the ailment of the person. We say, why is he shouting so much? But the one who has the knowledge that this is the ailment and so this will be the pain, they don't react when the patient is shrieking and shouting. They just hold the hand and say, koi baat nahi, aap abhi theek ho jaoge, aap abhi theek ho jaoge, aap abhi theek ho jaoge, sab theek ho jayega. This is compassion. Not questioning the pain of the other person, understanding the pain of the other person, remaining untouched, not consuming the pain of the other person and radiating your care and compassion to the person. This is physical healing. Can emotional healing also happen the same way? Can emotional healing also happen the same way? Yes? Not sure? Should we heal them or should they heal us? How many of both of you all have come here? Hands up, all couples. Oh, quite a few. So what do we choose? They will heal us or we will heal them? Hanji, what was the line? I'll heal you or you heal me. But I never gave that option to you. There was only two options. I'll heal you or you heal me. What? Don't get into a business model in relationships. Not fair at all. Let's keep business at business. There we should talk like this. I did this, what did you do? But in the contract it was written like this. You haven't met. Discuss to the minutest detail, to the last rupee you can discuss. Because it's business. Family is not business. Relationships is not business. Friends is not business. Why we talk over there like this? I've done this much for you. What did you do for me in return? Last time I went there for you. Can't you go this time for me over here? Kis par ehsaan chada rahe? And then they say, but I love you so much. So love mein aisi baatein karte hain? Aisi baatein karte hain? And then we look at them and say, I love you so much. How much do you love me? How does it matter? How does it matter? You are in that relationship because you love the other person. Yes or no? Sure. Are you in that relationship because you love? And this is not a husband. It can be for any relationship. Are you in that relationship because you love the person? Or are you in that relationship because you want love from the person? Silence. Silence. Tanmaya, are you in the relationship because you love the person or are you in that relationship because you want love from the person? You don't want love, right? Let's be very clear, everything will get sorted today. Hanji? No, we are not sure whether it will reciprocate automatically. Why? Let me be clear. Hanji? Don't worry about that also. Wo bhi aage. Just be clear. I am in this relationship, whether it's a friend, whether it's a child, whether it's a spouse, any relationship. I am with this person because I love this person. The day you don't love that person, leave. Even if they love you. What is the point of being there? I don't love them. Khatam ho gayi baat. Hanji? Love is a two-way thing? Two-way thing hona chahiye na? By default... What is the meaning of by default? See, what is love? We need to understand what is love. Love means the highest vibrational energy radiating from me. That is love. It is the original nature of the soul, na? Love. So purity, peace, power, love, these are highest vibrational energies. Now, the other soul is in pain right now. Any pain. Could be worry, could be insecurity, could be rejection, any kind of pain. So when someone is in pain, it is pain that is radiating from them to you. They can keep saying, I love you, but they are not radiating any love because right now they are in pain. At one moment, only one kind of vibration can radiate from you. Multiple energies don't flow from you to people. You can be only at one frequency at one time. You can't be at five frequencies at the same time. So if I am going through my any personal issue, or if it is my sanskar which I have come with into this marriage, I could have come with a sanskar of insecurity, I could have come with a sanskar of rejection, I could be carrying it from the past and I have come into a relationship. I have come with my sanskar. Now, if I've come with a lower vibrational sanskar, so which frequency am I at? Here. This is not love. We can keep calling it love. It is not. It is not. It is attachment. Lot of difference between love and attachment. That we'll see later. So, most of us right now are not coming into any relationship at the highest vibrational frequency. We are not. We are coming with our egos, our stresses, our worries, our rejections, our lots of baggage we are carrying. We keep saying I love you is only because of the picture of love that we have been presented to by society. But love means here. And that's why there's no such thing as unconditional love. Love is unconditional only. There is no conditional love. That conditional love is expectations, attachment, hurt, that is all conditional and that's why the vibration goes. So we can take guarantee only of one person. We cannot take guarantee of the other person. So I can take only guarantee of myself that I can radiate or genuinely have that pure intention to raise my vibration to radiate the purest of energy for you. Can I do that for myself? आप रेडी हैं करने के लिए ये? Are you ready? Anyways, our vibration has shifted since yesterday, no? How many of you feel it went little higher by the end of the day yesterday? तो अभी तो Saturday है, फिर Sunday है, फिर Monday है. So by the time you reach home, what frequency are you going to be at? So we see now when we open the cupboard, how many things come out? Now you see what happens. it's an area of life we never even sat and thought about, leave alone talk about. We were just living by the labels that we had got and the images we have. Can we keep this question for the end of the session? I think it will be sorted by then. Done. Thank you. Love him. Do you all love him? Do you all love him? Which means not a single thought of question, why? That is love. When I don't create a single thought of judgmental, criticism, disturbance, that is my highest energy flowing. Highest energy ko flow nahi karana hai, bas lower energy ko band karna hai. Higher energy is who I am. It is who I am, but it is all, again, the white color is who I am. I don't have to do anything for the white color. I just have to take care that it doesn't have the stains and remove the stains which I have created. But I cannot expect that everyone around me would also be washing the stains at the same pace. Why? Because now we understand another very important thing, that each one of us is a soul, which means, Amitabh, jara aap khade honge ek minit. How old are you?
41.
Can each one of you please shout out how old are you? 41. Are all of you cannot be 41? Not his age, your age. Everyone's 41 today. One second. 31. Achha, 31. Ek minute. Amitabh bhai, how old is the kurta you are wearing?
2.
2. Two, na? So the dress which you're wearing is 2 years and the other dress which you're wearing is 41 years. How old are you? How old are you? 41 plus 2, 43. 1 minute. Maths question. Each one of you also have to give the answer. The age of the kurta, 2. The age of the other dress that I am wearing, 41. How old am I? Eternal. That was the answer, not 43. Now, ye sirf aise taali bajane ke liye nahi hai. It is to understand that I am not this age, which means how old am I? Eternal means what? Eternal means ageless, which means, now 1 minute Amitabh, remain standing. 41 years before, where was this soul? 41 years before he entered into this costume, 41 plus 9 months, okay? Entered that costume. Before that, where was the soul? Huh? No. If you were coming from Brahmalok, there would have been no stain on the soul. It would be pure, divine, white. Where have we come from with the stains? Where did we come from? We were in another costume. Khade rehna ek minute, huh? So now 41. Please everyone relate yourself to this. 41 years in this costume. So much must have happened in these 41 years. Family, which city I'm staying, which country, which school, which college, what exposure, what friends, what media. So much exposure which creates sanskars, right? But these are sanskars of only 41 years. Now before that I was in another costume, maybe 100 years in that body. Another family, another region, another role, another relationship. How many sanskars in those 100 years? Can you see how many recording? Then before that in another 100 years, and before that in another 100 years, and before that in another 100 years. What all would be there in the soul? Can we see what all could be there on the soul? Yes? How many recordings, how many impressions, how many sanskars? Rashmi, khade ho jao. Now one day, this soul got married to this soul. Now this soul has sanskars of 41 plus 100 plus 100 plus 100 plus 100 plus 100, so many years. And got married to another soul who is not going to ask the age of her body, but it doesn't matter. How old is the body? Yeah. Never do this. Why should I not tell my age? But my age is eternal. That's only the age of the dress we are wearing. How much? 35. So 35 now. Look at this. Even this 41 and 35 environment was different before they got married. We don't know what both of them have gone through in their childhood, in their school. Please look at all this. What gets recorded on the soul? Before 35, another 100, another 100, another 100, another 100. And now one day, these two souls are told, you are going to live the rest of your life together. Vibration of the room has changed. Bejo. Ek minute. Can you see what is happening? Who is getting married to who? Costume, no. Two souls with, not baggage, lots of sanskars. Sanskars not of one lifetime. Sanskars of many, 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 many lifetimes suddenly are going to live together. So how much ever you get the Janampatri matched. Why did you laugh? You got yours matched over before. Which is okay, that's a science. That science can only tell you this and this sanskar can match. But if all after matching all the Janampatris, if it worked, then so many of us wouldn't be in court, right? They all had matched their Janampatri before they got married. And there are some whose Janampatri did not match. And they said, it's okay if it doesn't match. We're still going to make this relationship work beautifully. And they did it. And they did it. So, every time I look at another individual, I'm not going to look at the individual, the costume which they are wearing. It's as if the kurta of his and the salwar kameez of hers coming into a relationship. Ye koi rishta? No. Similarly, the body of one and body of the other is not a relationship. Similarly, the label put on the two of them that I am so and so, I am so and so is not coming into a relationship. Who is coming into a relationship? A soul and another soul, and both the souls have carried thousands of years of sanskars. And then we look at each other and say, I expect you to be my way. Possible? I expect you to be my way. Possible? Hanji? So what should be normal? I expect you, or I understand and I accept you. What is normal? Accept you means I understand that you are a soul on a journey who's carried many, 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 many things of so many lifetimes, and so I understand you that you could be carrying rejection, you could be carrying hurt, you could be carrying pain, you could be carrying mistrust, you could be carrying doubt, you could be carrying insecurity, you could be carrying ego. I understand it all. I was not expecting a perfect soul in my life. I was getting married to a soul who's on a journey. There is a difference. So from today, change the way you perceive the other person. Not just in a husband and wife, every relationship. And people whom you work with. Can you see how we will start understanding them differently? Now someone is in pain due to whatever reason that they are carrying with them. And we say, I expect you to be a certain way. Even if they want to be that way, they cannot be that way. Unless, of course, they start healing themselves and we help them to heal themselves, that is the second thing. But first thing is, I have to accept them as they are. So, I love you is not to be the line. The line has to be, I accept you. Because we are in pain, we are crying and we are telling the other person, but I love you. Ye kaun sa love hai? Rote rote thodi hota hai love. Kitna rote hai while saying I'm loving you. Are that is not love. That time it's not love. That time it is I am in pain. So love is not a word. It is a vibration. And none of us are right now at that vibration of 100% perfect love. None of us. Because that 100% perfect love is when we are 100% soul conscious stage. flawless soul, flawless. But now we are on that journey of shifting from where we are to reaching that stage. And so the first thing that you will benefit when you start meditating on a daily basis and removing our old labels of egos, the first thing that benefits is relationships. All the couples, how have the last 2 days been since you're here? Anji? Manish bhai? No fight? Very good. So ek option ye hai ki yahi reh jao. Ek option ye hai, don't go back home, stay here. And dusra option ye hai, carry this energy back home and there will be no fights. Ho hi nahi sakte. Once there is a doctor and a patient don't fight. They don't fight. A healer and a patient never fight. But why, you know? Because the doctor has no expectations from a patient. The doctor just knows, I'm here to heal. Which means which energy? Which means which energy? I am here. I am, 1 minute. I am here to heal. That's why this energy is needed. You go and meet a healer and you cry and you say, they don't say, why are you coming to me and crying? They say, I'm here to heal. The energy of giving, that is the seva bhav. So most important seva bhav is within family. Within family, sabse pehle unki seva karo. Charity begins at home. So sabse pehli seva kiski? Khud ke. Till I take care of myself, I can't take care of other people. The sabse pehli seva khud ki, dusri seva family, and third, it automatically starts radiating to everybody else. Take 10 seconds, close your eyes and look at your family members with this perspective now. Remove the label, don't look at the body, just look at that soul with the compassion and the understanding that I was looking at them only in these last few years. But that was just the body the last few years. This soul has been on such a long journey. Each costume, different families, different places, different environments, different situations, different experiences. What all they must have recorded and come. So much of recording there. And just look at them and now say, I understand you. Say it loudly. And what does it mean? I understand you and all your sanskars and why you have those sanskars. Again, feel it and say it. I understand. You know what a big blessing it is when we say this to somebody? I understand you. So understand is opposite of questioning people in your mind. So why are they like this? Why are they like this? Why are they like this? Why don't they change this? Why can't they? Finished. Full stop. I understand you. Because for understanding we only need knowledge. And now we have the knowledge that they are soul on a journey with lots and lots of impressions, karmas, karmic accounts, sanskars, recordings. Now go to work and see the people working with you. Not only their past lives were different from me, even their present is different from me. Different family backgrounds, different sanskars, different environment, different situations in their life. Everything about them is different from me. And I was only looking at that label and said, you are in this position and so I expect you to do this, this, this. No. I understand you. Say it to them also. I understand you. Anji? First, just understand them. Everything else will happen. Okay, Ji, come back. Come back. Okay, come back from work. Come back. This is a part of meditation. And this will now, if you just remember this one point forever, it will change the way you look at people. You will not look at them as what they have acquired in this lifetime. You will look at them for who they are. So ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself, means body, nationality, caste, religion, relationship, everything that I've acquired is mine. It is not I. So wrong image means I, the soul, is the true image. Apart from that, everything is a wrong image of I. It is an image of mine. That is all mine. This body is mine. But it's not I. And every morning we look in the mirror and we say, how am I looking today? It's not how am I looking today. It's how is my body looking today. So that was all ego. So now onwards, it doesn't mean that I'm becoming perfect today. It just means my ability to understand people will change. And I will say, earlier we would say, why are they so insecure? Why are they so jealous? Why are they this? Why? No why. All whys are over. How I will handle that sanskar will be my next step of the journey. But first my whys have to be over. Because why are they like this is a rejection. It is a rejection. And then we actually say to them, how can you be like this? Kis kis ne bola ye line? Apni apni bhasha mein. How can you be like this? I love you, but how can you be like this? And then the other person looks at you and says, how can you be like this? So those hows and whys are now over just with understanding. Then we will take the second step of how we are going to shift to accepting that sanskar. But without understanding, acceptance doesn't happen. Like last month, there was an earthquake. Thousands of souls have left the body. There was a war. Thousands of souls have left the body. And every year in our city, in our country, we are seeing people around us, COVID. COVID people left the body. Now, when a soul leaves suddenly like that, and especially if they've left in some situation like this, now just visualize somebody leaves in an earthquake. Just look at, visualize this scene. What would be the last recording on the soul before they leave? Hanji? Let's list the sanskars. One, pain. Two, fear. Fear of what? Fear of dying. Okay, very good. What else? Helplessness. Very good. What else? Incomplete. Okay, fear of losing family. Because when there is some calamity like that, you actually with these eyes see everything happening. You actually, the bridge collapse that had happened last 2 months back. Can we just visualize one evening a family of four goes for a holiday? And there you are, just visualize this right now. There you are on that bridge, eating, laughing, singing, you know, enjoying. And within a minute, everything changes. And literally, you are holding on to your child and that child is slipping out of your hands. And you are seeing all this here and it's getting recorded here. And suddenly you were a perfect happy family and suddenly everything is over. What gets recorded on the soul? What will get recorded on the soul? There's so much fear of losing. Fear of losing people is ingrained so deep. And now the soul will enter in the womb of a mother. And few months later, a happy smiling baby is born. And everybody feels a perfect child is born in my house. And then suddenly when that child is 2 years old, 3 years old, that child is very scared to be on their own. And they will cling on to you, don't leave me, I don't want to be alone in the room, I cannot stay alone in the dark. And we are like, kya darpok bachcha hai ye? And that's the first rejection that soul gets. The soul doesn't remember why the soul is experiencing that sanskar, because the soul will not remember the incident. But the soul, for that soul, that fear is very real, very real. But everyone around them finds it very unreasonable. But तुम्हें किस बात का इतना डर लग रहा है? चलो, 3 years, 4 years, okay, we will understand that this child doesn't want to be alone. Today that person is 30 years old. Got into a relationship, got married. Constant fear of losing the other person. Because nobody healed that in 30 years for that soul. In fact, added more to the pain by being judgmental, by comparing with other children, by criticizing and saying, darpok hai, look at your brother, sister, they are so strong, look at you. So we actually add pain to people's pain by not understanding why they are what they are. And that's why understanding a soul is so important. So we can criticize them, we can reject them, and sabse zyada, we compare them to other souls. We compare them to their siblings, we compare them to neighbors' children, we compare them to strangers. Look at that child. But that child is another soul on a journey. So never ever compare anyone with anyone. Even at work, never compare one person with another person. Because they are not one role and another role. They are two souls with very, very, very long journey. So comparing two people is disrespect. It's disrespect. Because there's nothing common between the two of them. Even if, how many of you have 2 children? And how many of you feel they're quite different from each other? And so don't we ever think, same parents, same school, same environment, same upbringing, same everything. Why are these two so different? Even twins looking identical, nature is not identical. Everything acquired in this life is identical for them, but the two souls are coming from two so different past. So their sanskara and their karma will be completely different. So one thing we are going to remove today is comparing people with others. Never ever say, look at them. Different journey. No comparison. Comparison only happens when all parameters are identical. You have to know parameter is identical. How can we compare one person with another person? So no comparison. No criticism for who they are. If we had to look at that person today who lost that family, lost their body, lost everything with so many desires, they just lost everything. And we will say, why are you so insecure? Why are you doubting so much? We just look at them and we say how unreasonable they are. And then when we come to know, oh, this soul left the body in this way. So immediately what will we say? I understand why you are insecure. Shift ho gaya? Shift ho gaya na? From saying, how can you be so insecure? We will shift to, I understand why you are insecure. And that is why so many people go and get past life regression done. They go and get past life regression done only for this, to find out what had happened and who was involved. But do we need to get a past life regression done? No, we just need to understand, yes, there was a past, full stop. What was the past? What happened in the past? Who was I in the past? Who were you in the past? Never play with nature. Nature said past had to be forgotten. And that's why when a child is growing up, the child remembers everything. When the baby is born, the soul remembers everything. And so you will see a child in the cradle smiling, crying. And hume lagta wo hume dekhke khush ho raha hai. Hume nahi janta abhi wo itna. The soul is still attached to their past family. And they are receiving all the vibrations from there. So they will suddenly start crying because their family is crying for them. So as they grow older, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, they start forgetting the past because present starts getting coded. That is law of nature. And it's meant to be that way, because what if the child had to remember their past? Very conflicting. And some children remember their past. And then if it's encouraged for them to talk about their past, they actually take their present families to their past family. They go there, they meet them, They even tell them, I had kept so much money in this trunk, I'm sure you didn't find it after I left, and they take it out and give it to them. Yes, it's very real, very real. What is possible? How is it possible? Good memory power, na? You've never read, you've never met anybody who remembers the past. So many children remember the past. Actually, every child remembers the past, and a lot of children, what they are saying, we don't understand what they are saying, because actually they are talking a lot about the past. But to be able to relate the past after the age of 4 and 5, where you are able to communicate the right way, that's a very small number. But there are so many people who remember the past. And those who don't remember, and they go and get a past life regression done, though what does the therapist do? Rewind, 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 rewind. Silence the present and just rewind. So you're just extending the memory power to go to that. And then they will take the soul into the womb, what had happened in the womb, and then past, and the soul immediately goes into the next. It's very simple. You're just rewinding the CD. Go piche, 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 piche. You can do it for your own self. Just sit in silence. Silence the present mind and go past, and if you want to go there. But ideally there's no reason to go there. But there's no need to go there. Hanji. No, no, we don't want to bring them back. We don't want to bring the past to the present. Get rid of those emotions. That's very important. But first is ignorant. First is to understand that each of us is carrying a past. So from today, don't say, how can you be so insecure? How can you doubt me so much? How is over? Just say, I understand that there is a past. Full stop. And focus now on how we can heal this sanskar. Because when we question the sanskar, we're actually rubbing the wound. It's a wound, na? My past was a wound. And what happens because of lack of understanding of the present people, whether it's parents, whether it's siblings, whether it's friends, when we go to school, there's a lot of rubbing of wounds that happens in school. Because they will keep saying, how can you be like this? How can? So that wound keeps getting rubbed like that. And that's why that emotion becomes even more and more complicated for that child. And that child can turn out to be 50 years old today and is still carrying that wound. So first, I understand. Done? Understand? So questioning over? Criticizing over? Look here, criticizing over? And today when you sit in meditation, forgive them for all the criticism. Apologize them for all the criticism. Comparison, because both the journeys are completely different. You don't compare anyone with anyone. Now we shift to only the only normal emotion, and that is acceptance. Expectation also over. Expectation means I expect you to be a certain way. So this family could actually expect this child to become a swimmer. Because they are swimmers. And that child goes near the water and the child is just taken at the age of 3 to the first swimming pool around, and what happens? He will scream when he looks at water. So here we are just talking of an external thing, swimming. But that sanskar is going to rub off even in my internal emotional patterns. But if the parent will not understand why the child fears water, the parent will worry. Hey, mera bete ko pani se kyun dar lagta hai? So some of us fear water, some of us fear heights, some of us fear lift, some of us fear going to hospitals. I know a lot of people, they are not comfortable going to hospital. Ek blood test karane ko, they'll take 1 month. Nahi, meko nahi karna, nahi, meko nahi karna. Hey, sui hai sirf. Nahi. Because wo hamare liye ek sui hai. Unke liye, it is a trauma of a past where they were probably in a hospital in not the best of scenario, and probably the soul left in the hospital, and so the soul doesn't want to go to a hospital now. Do you know anybody? You have to literally push them into going to the hospital. They'll never agree to go to a hospital. Acceptance ka meaning ye nahi hai ki aise hi rehna hai. Acceptance means not questioning why you are that way, which means my mind becomes silent. Because when my mind becomes silent, then negative energy from me stops going to them, healing starts. Second step. These are flowers. I thought they should be real flowers, but they are plastic flowers. So I can sit here and say, ऐसा कैसा plastic? अभी plastic कौन use करता है? फिर ऊपर से पीले हैं, लाल है, ये कोई color है. So while I am creating these thoughts, I am rejecting those flowers. Which means I don't agree with who you are. So that rejection energy of criticism and everything, my expectations, it's an energy which not only depletes me but also radiates to the flowers, which in this case is the people. Right? Shift to acceptance. I understand that for whatever reason, what we have today with us is plastic flowers, and it's a full stop to my thoughts after that. And that means I still have to move to the next step of healing them. But putting a full stop to my negative thoughts starts sending positive energy to them on its own. I don't have to do anything for it. Positive means purity is our nature. We don't have to radiate purity. We just have to stop radiating the negative that we have created on the purity. Agya samaj, second step? Now can you look at the people in your close circle and check what were the thoughts that we were repeatedly creating about them, which were an energy depleter? Dig gaye? Abhi next. Abhi school ki shuruaat hui hai. The journey is long. Neither does the journey get over in 3 days. Neither does the journey get over in 3 years. It's the beginning of the journey here, not the end of the study. The beginning. Beginning. And this study will go on for? This study will go on for? Because the study is of shifting from body consciousness, ego consciousness to soul consciousness. It goes on for. Today, what did Sister Jayanti say? She said, when I first came here, I knew myself 10%. And today she must be here since 75, at least 60 years, minimum. And after 60 years, she said, now I know myself 90%. So you know how long the journey is? Because knowing myself means reaching that soul conscious stage. So even after 60 years, she cannot claim she's 100% soul conscious. Because it is a ego consciousness not of this birth. It is an ego consciousness of many, many births. But the beauty of this journey is, the minute the journey begins, you start feeling better, your relationships start getting better. But then what happens? Reactions start reducing. Expectations don't become zero, but expectations start reducing. Holding on to things starts reducing. Everything starts reducing, which means the illness starts healing. But I don't become from today what I am to perfect tomorrow on Monday. No, there was no claim and there's no guarantee of anything. It's a journey, and this journey depends on me. How beautifully I'm ready to study. And most important, what am I going to do with this study on Tuesday morning? Because Tuesday morning, I will be back into the world of ego. I will be back into the world of ego, the relationships, the roles. The air is full of ego. And so if anyone thinks that in 3 days I will change from here, not at all. No way. Not possible. 3 days is only to taste what is possible, and from Tuesday I have to decide whether I'm going to start studying. Which means you go to a college or a university to just to see what the university is. This is why you are here for 3 days. Just to see what this education is, just to see what this college is. Whether you want to take admission or no, you have to decide on Tuesday. No admission here right now. Here only to feel, to understand. what it is and where it can take me. So first step, understanding you. Second step, accepting. Accepting means, now immediately when I create any thought, why, then I tell my mind, soul on a journey. That's the mantra, soul on a journey. Just give your this code word to your mind, soul on a journey. That's all I have to tell myself, soul on a journey. And this I say for everybody. You meet someone on the road behaving wrongly, how can they do like this? Soul on a journey. Immediately your negative energy radiating to them stops. Watching the world news, listening to someone who's committed something which we couldn't have even imagined, how could they do this? Soul on a journey. We don't know what all they carried. And karmic account is another thing which we will see tomorrow. So soul on a journey is the password which you have to keep reminding yourself. Soul on a journey, soul on a journey. So my negative thoughts stop. It just stops. I say okay. But my mind will say, but, tell your mind, but what? Acha, okay, theek. Then the mind will say, am I only always supposed to accept? I say yes, because that is strength. So then I say, but why should I keep accepting? Then I say, because I claim I love them. So be careful when you say I love somebody. It is not a word. It is not a word. It is an understanding with a lot of responsibility. And love is not again for family, it's friends, it's colleagues, it's so much. And soul consciousness just shifts you like this, that you're able to radiate love for strangers. It just becomes your nature. Because you're becoming soul conscious, it's not dependent on family here or there. That is why you're liking being in this campus. You know what is that comfortable energy in this campus is? A feeling that I am with family, whereas you don't even know anybody who's here. You don't know any of the brothers who are in the kitchen. You don't know the brother who's at the accommodation building where you are. You don't know. But for them, you are family. Because they have ripped off the labels of... Now their family is not a size of 4. Now the family... So as you start practicing meditation, your size of family will start increasing. Till we reach the word Vasudev Kutumbakam, the world is a family. That's not just a word, it's a reality. You will start feeling everybody is family because you will look at everybody just as a soul. Not ye American hai, ye Indian hai, ye Australian hai, ye Hindu hai, ye Muslim hai, ye Sikh hai. These are all false images of the self. All false images of the self. That is my nationality, that's the country where I stay. This is a religion which I practice, but true religion is actually religion of the soul. And what is our religion? Purity, peace, love, power, happiness, wisdom, bliss. That is the dharam of the soul. So every prophet who came on the planet, they were only teaching us dharam. What were they teaching us? Purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss, knowledge. So they were teaching us the religion of the religion of the soul. And they taught us, do this, pray these many times, wake up at this time. In order to be able to practice the dharam of the soul, we gradually went and divided it all. Because instead of connecting to the teaching, we connected to the teacher. And then I said, my teacher, your teacher, different. So you and me, different. And then suddenly we got divided in the name of religion. And then gradually, within one religion, we got divided. I am so and so, you are so and so, you are so and so. To reach today the end of Kali Yuga, we are ready to have war in the name of religion. Was religion meant for this? Was religion meant for this? Religion was meant for? Religion was meant for? Religion was meant for this. And today we, because of our ego and not understanding the teachings of that religion and not understanding and practicing, we are going on like this in the name of religion. Look at every day on the social media, one word and there will be 10 reactions on that. The higher the ego goes, the more intolerant we become. And that's only going to increase now in the coming times. And the more soul conscious starts, your tolerance level just on its own becomes higher. Natural. Just natural. So religion, dharam, is dharam. Aapka dharam kya hai? Aapka dharam hai purity, peace, power, religion. Because aap atma hai. Today I am born in a family where Hinduism is the religion. Previous costume, I don't know where I was. Next costume, I don't know which family I will go in. So each one of us has sometime or the other been a Hindu, been a Muslim, been a Christian, been some religion. But that's a practicing religion. But what's the religion of the soul? Dharam. Each one of us has been in the costume of a man and been in the costume of a woman. And so each one of us has both the set of sanskars. It's just that when the child is born, we thought man and woman is like a role and we started conditioning them. Boy, aisa hona chahiye. Boy, aisa hona chahiye. Girl, aisa hona chahiye. And so we activated those sanskars. Male and female is just a dress that we are wearing. It's just a dress that we are wearing. And when I, the soul, leave the costume, I don't know which dress is going to be next. So each one has been in both the genders. Each one, because it's been many lifetimes. Many lifetimes. Now third step, let's heal them. First was understand. Second was accept. Accept means negative thoughts stopped. Now heal means pure thoughts to create. You know? First is samaj, understanding. Why should I accept them? Soul on a journey. Second, accept. Negative thoughts stopped. Third, empower. Heal them. Means now start radiating higher vibrational energy for them. Kaise karenge? What will we do for that? I stopped my negative thoughts. Now I have to shift to creating the higher vibrational thoughts. So what do I have to do? Hanji. In what context should I do the positive thinking? Positivity is the highest vibrational thought we are going to create for them. So now, if you see somebody who fears water, what will be your higher vibrational thought to heal them? It's just fear water, that's all, nothing. Ye bahut acha swimmer hai. Yeah, so what's that positive energy line? And we all have done this, huh? It's not that we've not done this before. So many of us would know people, or it would have happened in our own family, where a child is born, there is some, and the whole family comes together to say, nahi, tum ye kar sakte ho, nahi, tum ye kar sakte ho, tum ye kar sakte ho. Bole, nahi, main nahi kar sakta, main nahi kar sakta. Tum kar sakte ho, kar sakte ho, kar sakte ho, kahan tak pahuncha dete. That is empowerment. Now that empowerment is in the doing, which we all can do. Similarly, we can have empowerment in the being. So, what sanskar they need? What were we doing? We were talking about the sanskar they have. From now on, no talking about the sanskar they have. Like we did it yesterday for ourselves. No talking about the stain we have. Choose one from the seven and replace it for the sanskar you have. Now do the same for them. So first see the sanskar which the soul has carried from a past life. See it. Negative thinking stopped. Expectation over, because now I understand. Now choose. What blessing are you going to give them? Choose. It'll be different for everybody. Whatever. We all know the answer. You choose for your people right away. Because from today, your thought is shifting to a blessing. Your thought is shifting to a blessing. When we say bless them, let our every thought be a blessing. I know the current sanskar. The current sanskar is a wound on the soul. And now I'm not going to rub the wound is my first care. And my second one is, how do I replace that sanskar with another sanskar just by my vibration which radiates to them. Have you found the sanskar, everyone? Anyone who's not found the sanskar for themselves? Mil gaya? Bahut easy hai. Seven qualities of the soul. Yes, any one out of those which you want to put. It could be one, it could be two, it could be three, doesn't matter. But you need to know which one they need. It's like first, the doctor will meet the patient, understand the ailment. Second, diagnose the cause of the illness. Third, start the treatment. कि इस पेन के लिए कौन सी दवा, इसके लिए कौन सी दवा. सो लाइक दैट आई हैव टू सी विच वाइब्रेशन आई नीड टू रेडिएट टू दैट सोल. मिल गया? नाउ फ्रॉम टुडे माय कांस्टेंट एनर्जी फॉर देम, एवरी टाइम आई थिंक ऑफ देम आल्सो, आई एम गोइंग टू अटैच दैट वर्ड ऑफ दैट संस्कार विद देयर नेम बाय डिफॉल्ट इन माय माइंड. So every time you think of someone who's an emotionally little weak, just say powerful soul. Just keep talking like that in your mind. Otherwise earlier we had 10 lines going on about them in our head. Not 10 actually, thousands. Now it becomes short and sweet. That is how this inner noise stops. Because for one page we have to replace it with one word now. Powerful soul. Loveful soul. Just keep saying that. That is now your blessing for them. Chalte firte duaein dete jao, dete jao, dete jao. Now, while we are radiating this high vibrational energy, who's the first person to get it? I myself. Now that is where I did not realize earlier that my depletion was not just happening because of my sanskars. My depletion was happening because of the way I was thinking about other people's sanskars also. So okay, I have 5 weaknesses, I'll work on them. But I know 50 people in my life and each of those 50 have 5 weaknesses. So see how much the mind is there to think. And now suddenly, when we got social media and media, the number of people we know has gone like this. And the number of thoughts over here has increased because we have an opinion about everything now. Whenever you read something or listen to something on media about what someone has done, what someone has said, take a 1 second pause and radiate a blessing to that soul. Instead of saying, aisa kaise kar sakte hai, paisa kaise kar sakte hai. By doing that, we are radiating pain to them, but more important is we are creating pain and giving pain to ourselves by creating that thought. Even if I cannot change anybody, even if I cannot transform anybody, at least let me protect myself by not keeping them on my mind here. Again, go back to these plastic flowers. Since the last 3 hours they are here. Not 3 hours, since 3 days they are here. How many of you were thinking about these plastic flowers? Nobody. Live your life that way. Live your life that way. They will be there around you. You will know what they are, what sanskar they have. But just practice that sanskar is not to be churned on my mind here. Because once I put plastic flower here, now plastic is not there, it is here. So that is also acceptance. Acceptance means no thoughts about you. Be with people, live with people, work with people, but on your mind only put the good ones about them, because that helps you to raise your vibration. Jis cheez ko hum chit par rakhenge, chit yaha, that will start becoming a part of my personality. So every time you look at the weakness in another person, even if you're not able to bless them for that weakness, at least just look at a good point about them and keep that here. That will strengthen you and strengthen them, because when you look at their goodness, goodness radiates from you to them. Do you know anybody who has no goodness in them? We don't know anybody. because there is no such person. And the reality is, did you all do yesterday in the first session, the five types of sanskars of the soul?
Yes.
Five types? What were the five types? No, no, those are the seven sanskars. Okay, five types of sanskars of the soul is, visualize this like a CD, five folders. We have five folders of sanskars. The first folder of a sanskar, which has maximum number of files, is past life. Past lives, because it has got sanskars of many lives. So first folder, past lives. Second folder, family. All of us know, na? I got this sanskar from my mother, my father, my auntie, my grandparent. All of us get sanskars from family. So second folder is family. Third folder is environment. Sangha ka rang. Very powerful folder. Sangha ka rang. Which means the company I keep, the school I go to, the friends I have. That is sanskar. And now a very powerful sangha ka rang is media. Yeah, it's the most powerful sangha actually now. Your phone is with you more than anybody else in the world. 24/7. So it's the most powerful influence on sanskar is content. So past life, family, environment, fourth, willpower. So I could carry any sanskar from the past, from family, environment, but I use my willpower to create any sanskar I want. And all of us have created sanskars through willpower. And fifth folder is the original sanskars of every soul, which is those seven files. So those seven files are in that fifth folder. So now when you look at another person, understand that each of us are carrying these five folders. The first four are different for all. So even those two twins, that four folders are different. Even though they are born in the same family, which sanskar they will pick from which parent is different. And that's why you will say, mera ek bachcha to mere pe gaya hai, mera dusra bachcha completely in par gaya hai. So both the souls don't have the same sanskars from parents. Sometimes they look at the child and say, mere bhi kharab wale aur iske bhi kharab wale, select kaise kiya aisa ye? Mere mein aur unme achhe bhi bahut sare the, tumne selection kaise kiya? So that also happens. Which vibration influences the soul? So four folders of every soul are different, but the fifth folder on every soul is identical. Every soul is pure, every soul is powerful, every soul is peaceful, every soul is wise, every soul is blissful, every soul. And that is why today every soul is looking for peace, every soul is looking for happiness, every soul is looking for love, because they've forgotten that that is who they are. Everyone is looking for it. Even those who are doing the wrong that they are doing, you ask them, why are you doing this? Say, we want peace. Method, whatever they understood right. But they are all looking for those seven sanskars. So, this is big power. That I know the seven sanskars that you have, even though you don't know them. This is power. You know the bank balance of the other person, which the other person has also forgotten. Now you have to tap it for them to activate it. So all that you have to start doing is think and talk fifth folder sanskars. They will say, I can't do this, I can't do that. You will say, but you are a powerful soul. They say, no, no, mere se to chai bhi nahi chutti. They will say like that because they have forgotten who they are. But you know that they have those seven sanskars. So just think, speak those seven sanskars of that soul in your mind, in your words, everywhere. To people. Even to the other people. Don't say, mera bachcha aisa hai. Even if the other person comes and tells you, aapko pata hai, aapke bachche ne aise kya? Aap bolo, yeah, I understand. But he's a very powerful soul. And they will say, huh? And you tell them, and you know what? Your child is also a very pure soul, angelic. This is vocabulary. This is vocabulary. Our vocabulary changes. Our vocabulary completely changes. And we very soon have only these words, very few words, very minimal vocabulary, but all high vibrational words used repeatedly for everyone and every situation. Because every time I say the word, it is an energy. And that is why in Bharat we have the culture of choosing names very carefully. Each one of your name has a meaning, right? Each one of your name has a meaning. Anyone's name has a meaning which is a lower vibrational energy? Nobody. That is the culture of Bharat. Everyone's name has a higher vibrational energy. Why? Because the name is the biggest affirmation of our life. Every time someone says our name, they are repeating that energy for us. And that's why names have to be kept very carefully. So like that name is a higher vibrational energy, so similarly now I'm going to label the other person, pure soul, perfect soul. Start calling your spouse an angel. Kya hua? Kya hua? Unbelievable? Why unbelievable? वो तो आपके साथ बैठी हुई है तो भी आप ऐसे बोल रहे हो अभी. हाँ, अनबिलीवेबल का क्या मतलब है? शी इज आस्किंग हु इज दिस एंजल. व्हाट इज एन एंजल? एंजल मीन्स फरिश्ता. फरिश्ता मतलब क्या? जिसके सेवन क्वालिटीज. सो डजंट दैट सोल हैव दोज सेवन क्वालिटीज? दे हैव. वी आर नॉट स्पीकिंग अ लाई. हम झूठ नहीं बोल रहे हैं. हम वो सच बोल रहे हैं जो हमें याद नहीं था. And when we use those words for them, my vibration of that pure energy will radiate to them and it will trigger that sanskar in them. So I have to help them to open that file. Hanji? Justification of? Huh? Absolutely, yeah. That is all over. It's such a waste of not just time, waste of energy. Because every time we were doing that, we were not just depleting them, we were also depleting ourselves. And then two souls get married, so there are two CDs which got married. Now suddenly they sing, listen to the songs of the other CD every day. Oh, you are like this also, you are like this also. What happened in lockdown? What happened during lockdown? We heard lot of songs which we hadn't heard before. And we said, like, you are like this also. Ye to mujhe pata hi nahi tha. Because earlier we were spending less time, so less music to listen to. And suddenly lockdown created lot of issues in many families. Lot of havoc happened. Lots, because 24/7 you're suddenly seeing different sanskars, and because of lockdown and the fear of COVID, that soul had also depleted. So such sanskars got activated which even that soul didn't know that they had. And that is why many relationships just moved apart, just because of that. So when we think that way, it's not just a depletion for them, it's depletion for us. So angel is not a nice word for your spouse. Chalo, angel for your child first. Is that okay? That seems to get a bigger laugh. What is this? No. Please remember yesterday's lesson. Our thought is not dependent on who they are. Our thought is our choice. Sankalp se srishti hai, srishti se sankalp nahi. I'm not going to look at their sanskar and create a thought. I'm going to create a thought which sanskar I want to see in them tomorrow. If someone is unwell physically, you don't go up to them and say, "Aap bimar ho, aap bimar ho, aap bimar ho, hai, aap bimar ho, aap bimar ho." Let everybody come and say, "Aap bimar ho." What will happen to the person? Aur bimar ho jayega. Exactly. So what do you go and say to them? सब परफेक्ट है, सब परफेक्ट है, सब परफेक्ट है. डॉक्टर ऑल्सो कम्स एंड सेज, बहुत बढ़िया है जी, आप बहुत बढ़िया हो जी, आप बहुत बढ़िया. दैट इज पावर ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स. दिस इज, वी ऑल डन इट, वी ऑल यूज्ड इट. But we've used it everything in the doing. Now we just have to use the same model for the being. Suppose your child was not prepared for an exam. Said, "Mere se nahi ho raha, mere se nahi ho raha, mere se nahi ho raha." What do you sit with the child and say? Do you sit with you and say, "Haan, tere se nahi ho raha, tere se nahi ho raha." Do we do this? No, we never do this. What do we sit with the child and say? "Main baitha hu tumhare saath mein. Come, take out your notebook. I'm sitting with you. Sab perfect hai. Tomorrow is going to be a beautiful experience. You're going to do extremely well." And that's it. Provided you're saying it from the mind and not from your words. Sometimes we are like, "Pata nahi kal kya hone wala hai." And to that, "Na sab achha hoga." Then it doesn't work. It has to come from here, not from here. And then when you do that with the purest intention, do you not find a shift in your child? Yes. So we've done all this, nothing new. The only thing, we've done it in the doing. Now we need to say, repeat the same thing for the being. So angel or divine angel? Because apni vibrations ko aur upar, aur upar, aur upar. Satyugi angel. Then only, when they have studied, we don't have to do anything. Right? So if they have not studied, what do we have to do? The child has this potential. Now we're talking performance. This potential, it is the potential of the child. If everybody criticizes, what will happen to that potential? It will reduce. If everybody appreciates, affirms, blesses, what will happen to that potential? Simple. We know it all. Nothing new. So, agar nahi padha hai, to kya karna? Hanji? Nahi ji, bilkul aisa nahi. We have the potential. Hum log na, दूर दूर जाते हैं, अपने बच्चों को लेकर जाते हैं, संत महात्माओं के पास जाते हैं, उनको बोलते हैं, "हमारे बच्चों को ब्लेसिंग दो." आप में से कोई गया है ऐसे? ब्लेसिंग दो, "प्लीज ब्लेस माय चाइल्ड, प्लीज ब्लेस माय चाइल्ड, प्लीज ब्लेस माय चाइल्ड." मंदिर भी लेके जाते हैं, विच इज ऑल गुड, बिकॉज वी आर टेकिंग देम टू हायर वाइब्रेशनल प्लेसेस एंड वी आर सेइंग, "प्लीज ब्लेस माय चाइल्ड." बट हु इज सपोज टू ब्लेस द चाइल्ड द मोस्ट? Who is supposed to bless the child the most? But in the name of worry, in the name of attachment, we'll end up radiating what? Opposite of blessings. Because a lower vibrational energy is opposite of blessings. Even if it is real, absolute real, it is the truth. But if I am creating a lower vibrational world, it is opposite of blessings. Agar wo real mein perfect hote, to blessings ki to zarurat hi nahi hai na. When do I need blessings? When I need to shift myself up. That's why I need blessings. Don't we say blessings makes the impossible possible? Hota hai ya nahi hota? To fir? We have seen so much in the doing happen which was impossible. Somebody is chronically ill, doctor says, "Sorry, we can't do anything," and that person is back. And everybody kya bolte hain? Te kisi ki dua lagi hai. Bolte hain ki nahi bolte hain? To dua. Dua means higher vibrational energy reached the soul. Soul got healed, radiated to the body. Body got fine. Simple science hai. This is science of the invisible. We have been studying only thing which is visible with this eyes. Life is actually not about what is visible. Life is all about what is not visible. The soul is not visible. The other soul is not visible. Thoughts are not visible. Vibrations are not visible. But life is all about that which cannot be seen with this eyes, but which can be seen by this eye. That is why this is called the third eye of wisdom, the Tisra Netra. So we've come here to open this third eye. Open this third eye and start focusing on the invisible rather than only looking on that which is visible. Because which is visible is temporary, and which is invisible, that is eternal. That is eternal. So create kar liya blessing unke liye, everybody. Now, today's homework. Don't have to go into the negative, but just think about that person and you have all the answers. Just think and allow it to be on your mind. Why are they carrying this sanskar? What could have happened in their life? Just put that question on your mind like you put that question on Google. Why is this like this? Full stop. Put the question, lot of answers will start coming. Kyun hai inke paas ye sanskar? And this is only so that our mind starts opening up the options of what all could have happened. Just so that it becomes easier to put a full stop by the time we reach on Tuesday. So if you see somebody at work, they're senior to you. They have achieved much more than you. They are already where you aren't even seeing yourself right now. And yet, they can be insecure of your achievements. Ever? Do you know? Does that happen? How many of you have seen that happening? So how real that is. How real that is. Even when someone is giving you a feedback, no, on what you have done, your project, your assignment, we would expect them as a role to evaluate what I have done and to say it. Please remember, the role is not evaluating your project. Who is evaluating? Who is evaluating? The sanskars of that soul is evaluating your assignment. You worked very hard for the last 1 month, finished, stayed up last night, didn't go home. You put in everything that you could. And you expected at least one word of acknowledgement. Forget appreciation, just acknowledgement. Ke I understand, aapne kitni mehnat ki hai. And what do you get in return? And sometimes it could be just, and then we get hurt. And we get humiliated. And we feel let down. And we feel rejected. At that moment, remind yourself, the evaluation or this feedback or whatever, even the appraisal that is done for you in your company, is not by a role doing an appraisal for a role. It is the sanskar of the soul which is doing your appraisal. So some sanskar could be very, to aapko jitna nahi hona chahiye usse bhi aage le jate hota hai na. And some sanskar could be their own. Haan, girayenge niche. But jab humko wo niche girayenge, hame girna hai ki nahi, that power they don't have. Please remember their power and please remember your own power. They are going to evaluate you through their sanskar and you are going to evaluate yourself through answer. You are going to evaluate yourself through my fifth folder, seven sanskars. Otherwise, I will just consume their pain, their insecurity, their jealousy, their criticism, and I will start doubting myself. And I will say, but I worked so hard. Is it that I'm no good? Is it that I'm no? Kali Yuga, as it gets more and more stronger, please expect more and more of these things to come. Like Jayantiben was sharing today, climate change, please expect more and more tufan to come. Similarly, please expect more and more tufan to come in your... Because one, the soul is not energizing themselves, so today they are here, but next 10 years of marriage they could have shifted here. And then they are going to speak and behave through where vibration they are. And you cannot say, how can you be like this? You were not like this when we got married. Why did you change? Time passed. They did not do anything to energize themselves. They moved on. But what they are saying, what they are behaving, it's not about me. It's about Whenever anyone says anything about you, it's not about you. It is about who they are. So if someone is appreciating you and saying, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, it just means they have a very beautiful sanskar of appreciation. Apni ego ko zyada upar nahi lekke jana hai us time. Just say shukriya. I understand, you're a very beautiful soul. And keep checking yourself. They said you're perfect, but we are not still perfect. We need to check ourselves. So shukriya for the blessing, but not a false illusion that I'm already perfect just because everybody else is saying so. Similarly, when someone is giving you the opposite energy, then also don't go. So Baba hame sikhate hain. Baba means, aaj subah aapne sikha, Baba means kon? Baba means nirakar parmatma. Father hai, param pita hai, to hum usko bhagwan nahi bolte hai. Bhagwan is title. Jaise doctor ko sari duniya doctor saab bolti hai, par uske bacche doctor saab nahi bolte. Wo kya bolte? Taise hum usko Baba bolte hai. To Baba kehte hai, ninda stuti ek saman. Which means criticism, appreciation, same stability. Same stability. Because I know both is a sanskar of the other person. Both is a sanskar of another person. Thank you for the appreciation. And when you get criticism, thank you for the feedback. And no consuming the criticism, negative energy. But when I even create one thought, इन्होंने ऐसा कैसे बोला मेरे बारे में? How could they say this to me? That's it. Now I have gone on to their frequency and from there I'm going to consume all their energy and bring it into my life. So this point is applicable every minute. Soul on a journey, soul on a journey, soul on a journey, soul on a journey. Whatever they are saying, whatever they are doing, however they are behaving, soul on a journey, sanskar. So whenever people are talking to you, they're behaving with you, they're talking about you, they're only doing it through the filter of their lens. That is their lens. It's not about you. Yes, that we'll see tomorrow why it affects. And it will affect less if it affects you less. And even worst case situation, it affects your job. At least let it not affect you. It actually first affects us. And because it affects us, then it affects our work. It doesn't first affect the work. And that is it's very important. Ninda stuti ek saman. It's your feedback. Right? Look at these beautiful candles here, this beautiful lamp, this something over here, this poster, this painting, this everything. If we are 400 here, we would have 400 different opinions about it. Right or wrong? Do we expect that everyone's going to say the same thing about it? No, because each one's opinion will be through their sanskar. Simple. So each one's opinion about you is going to be through. Achha, abhi to bahut acche se bola tha. Through their sanskar. Abhi, each one's opinion about you is through. So if somebody comes up to you and says, I don't like you at all. Ye record karo abhi, chalo fatafat. You bole, I understand. My sanskar doesn't match with yours. And then you next line add, but I really like you. And so if your spouse one day shouts at you and says, I don't want to leave you, then just turn back and say, but I always want to live with you. That's it. Jhagda khatam. But when they said, I don't want to live with you, and the other person says, okay, so you think I really wanted to live with you? Come, tomorrow we'll take a decision. Because we consumed the other person's energy and we reacted. Let them speak through their sanskar. We will only take care that we are speaking through our sanskar and rishte sirf aur mazboot hote jayenge. And this has to be taken care of in the coming times. Not easy. Not easy. And that's why this journey of empowering yourself, sankalp se srishti, it will affect my sanskars, my body, my relationships, my work and my environment. So easy to empower others? It's fine if they criticize us? Achche se bolo, yes, it's getting recorded here. It's not for me, I know the answer. It's for you to record it here. Is it okay if they criticize you?
Yes.
If it's okay if they humiliate you?
Yes.
It's okay if they disrespect you?
Yes.
Is it okay if they insult you?
Yes.
They are in pain. And I am a powerful soul. And I heal them. We are not caregivers only for physical illnesses for each other. When someone in family is unwell, we're ready to sell our house and jewelry for them. But when someone is emotionally unwell, we're not even ready to bend our ego a little bit for them. So emotional. Look at emotional pain around you and be the caregiver. That is spiritual power. That is spiritual power. Take a minute of silence. Sit back. And look at them once again. Go to workplace now. And bring that soul on the screen of your mind with whom it's not been very smooth earlier. Whether it was from my end, whether it was from their end, doesn't matter. Energy was in a little conflict. And just look at them, soul. Just the star. Don't look at anything else. Just look at the star. Pure divine soul. Beautiful soul. I understand their pain. I will take care of them. Compassion is my sanskar. Empathy is my sanskar. I apologize for all that I had created for you earlier. It was my ignorance, my lack of knowledge and understanding. I'm sorry. I understand what you're going through. You are pure, powerful soul, contented. Contentment is your nature. Say it to them. You have everything you wanted. You are complete. You are perfect. I respect you unconditionally. We will continue this exercise as we're walking for lunch. Keep seeing the people in your life. They could be neighbors, they could be friends. Just give them the blessing before you reach your dining hall. So the walk is again in silence. Not any other thought, but fixing the right label on every soul. Attach the labels before you go from here. Remove the previous label, attach the new label. It's like an object in the shop. Just attach, remove the previous labels we had given them and put a new label. And you do this exercise while you're walking to the dining hall. Om Shanti.